Back, everybody. Welcome back to the Jamie McKibben Outdoor Radio Show. We do it live every Saturday morning, ESPN 101.9 and around the world at JacksonESPN.com. This is cool. There is a fundraiser going on for the Relay for Life, and it has to do with fishing. And I got a celeb on with me, too. Skeeter Warner's on. Hey, Skeeter, how's it going?
Good. How are you, Jamie?
Doing good. We were just talking off the air a second ago about bluegills and how they're starting to bed and all that stuff, and we're going to get into that in a minute. Fishing for a Cure, though, is back this year, Skeeter.
Yes, it is. It's back. It's back.
Tell our listeners, because it's been a bit since they've heard about it, tell everybody what Fishing for a Cure is.
Well, it's actually all about, we end up taking two kids fishing for Saturday. They go out on the boat and they fish all day. Well, really about 4 hours, and the whole thing is really about these kids. They have cancer, of course, and it's just, you know, great time. We do the tournament. We quit at noon, the fishing, then we do the weigh-in, and then we have a big fish fry right after the weigh-in. Anybody's invited. You don't have to fish to come. It's just a super, super good time.
So this is going to happen at Coldwater Lake or the chain of lakes?
Marble. Go out right on Tip-Up Island.
Okay, all right.
Most people know it as. It's right on Tip-Up Island. It's a great facility to hold it all, and it's all indoors. So we don't have to worry, you know, about the rain and all of that stuff.
How many teams do you have fishing?
Last year, I think we had close to 50.
Wow. What's a team? Is a team two guys or, you know, two people?
No.
Is it?
No, you can have four.
Four guys on
you
your boat.
You can have four. Poor guys. Yeah, you know, because it's really not a lot of money to win this thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about, you know, to get together and raising money for the cure, and so that's the basic thing of it. And so we allow four anglers per boat, pontoons, everything. You see everything out there.
Well, you know, you got it's panfish, right? So it's not just bluegills that you're after?
No. You can weigh in 10 bluegills. 10 at your biggest, and 10 are your biggest crappies. They're two separate divisions. There's trophy or plaques for both wins and money for both, you know, first, second, and I can't remember how many they play down. It depends on how many boats we get. And so that's a total weight of 10 fish.
And we'll talk about the kids again in just a second, but I see top prizes that are things like $1,000 Visa card and $250
yeah.
Visa cards, and the list goes on and on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff, donated stuff that you know, that we raffle, and we have live auctions and it's pretty much everything. I mean, that's the whole deal.
So you say it, you know, really kicks off about 7 o'clock in the morning, and then they fish till noon. But there's a whole bunch of stuff that anybody else, because the tournament's actually going on today on Saturday,
yep.
May 20th. So there's a lot of things
yep.
that people can do, like come out for breakfast in the morning.
Absolutely, breakfast is open. I think they're going to start at 6, I believe, 5:30 or 6.
Come to the fish fry when you're done. I'm guessing a little Skeeter's Batter It Up mix will be being used.
Yeah, there's going to be quite a lot of it thrown around. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm surprised.
But it's just a great, great time. I mean, it's just great people. You get to meet the kids with cancer. And it's just, I'll tell you, it is really something. For a great day, and you know, you feel really good when you leave. You feel really good about yourself.
So almost a make-a-wish kind of a thing. You got a couple of kids who just can't wait to go fishing, and they're going to be in the boats today. And I'm sure as years past have proven, these kids are going to have a great time.
We make the entire day about these kids. The whole thing is about these kids. They, you know, that we get them all kinds of, we got them rods, reels, tackle boxes, tackle. It's about their day. There's a whole thing is based on these two kids. And actually all kids with cancer, but I mean, we have two that have come this year to fish, a young man at 5 years old, and then we have a young lady 8 years old.
Wow. You know, you put a rod in a kid's hand of any age, and they catch a big old bluegill or a big old crappie, and those smiles can say it all.
Oh, it's everything. I'm taking a young 8-year-old girl. It's never fished, but her father said she's just really looking forward to go fishing. And I've been down and pre-fished and found actually a good bunch of fish yesterday. The bluegills are up on the bed.
Are they really?
We caught some monsters down there. There's huge fish down on this chain. It's a great fishery.
Well, you know, it's been really hot for the last few days, and usually when it starts hot, and I always say when a cotton starts flying, and that's been flying around pretty good, the bluegills start thinking about it, but it is only, May 20th as of today when this interview's airing, but they're up on their beds. You're seeing them pretty good, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was a lot of bluegills on beds. The water temperature was like 64,
okay,
which was warmer than I thought it would be. You know, so it was, it's time. It's time. And like you say, the cottonwood is a good sign.
Stuff
you hate to have on your line.
No kidding. I'd been saying for a while, you know, with it being so warm earlier in the spring. I mean, it's been windy, but it was pretty warm early. Remember, end of February, into March, it was pretty warm. And I wondered if the bluegills wouldn't bed just a little bit early this year.
Yeah. I really feel they are a little early. Just a little. They're up good. The crappies, actually, there's crappies on beds yet, too.
My son, who... he would tell you, Dad, I'm a baseball man, not necessarily a fisherman. But I get him out on some bluegill beds, and he doesn't want to go. He'll stay all day.
No. There's nothing more fun. There's nothing more fun than pulling bluegills off beds. It's just a super, super time.
I take him walleye fishing, and we don't catch anything for 2 hours, and he's ready to go. Get me out of here. But you take him bluegill fishing, you put him on him, he ain't leaving.
Oh, absolutely. It's totally different. I'd say, you know, bluegill fishing's the best there is for young people.
Probably the best eating there is.
Not so much action. Whether they're little or big, you know, it doesn't matter. They're excited.
We were fishing a couple of weeks ago. It was his idea. He wanted to go bluegill fishing. I said, Bud, they're not on the beds yet. And he goes, I don't care. I just want to go. So we went out, and he ended up catching about a 13.5-inch bass, and it was the hot. He's told everybody in the family, all of his friends, you would have thought it was a mounter. I mean, this guy was pumped.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, you know what? In his eyes, it is a mounter.
That's how it all gets started, though. I think that's how it got started with you and I, too.
That's right, buddy. Sure did. It sure did. I don't remember when I didn't fish, but I remember I started with bluegills, you know, like most kids should. And it was a great time. It didn't matter what size they were. You know, it's just about catching.
If somebody wants to come out, they want to come out for the weigh-in, what time does the weigh-in and the lunch and all that kind of good stuff get going today for Fishing for a Cure at Tip-Up Island?
The weigh-in starts at 12 noon.
Okay.
Everybody has to be in by 12 noon. I expect we'll probably start cooking the fish. They'll probably start during the weigh-in, actually. So I'm thinking between 1 and 1:30, there'll be fish ready. We have also fried chicken for the people that don't eat fish.
And those people are just from a different planet.
That's right. There you go, buddy.
but eat the chicken. It's fine. Eat the chicken.
Your chicken's fine. And, you know, we fry the chicken and batter it up too. So, it all will be good. I promise that. We have other baked beans and coleslaw and stuff like that, so we got a lot of food. It's just a great time, a lot of good people. So if they want to have a good time, they need to come to this.
Hey, Skeeter, too, I see it's a Relay for Life Pan Fishing Championship. Which relay, do you guys go to a relay somewhere?
This one is the Tentacle Relay for Life.
Okay, all right.
Down out of Litchfield, Michigan.
Right. Okay, very cool.
And they're active 12 months a year, this group. They are steadily raising money. They never take a week off that they don't raise money for the cure.
And before I go, I kind of wanted to just give a hats off to, in memory of Dave Houghton. Dave had done this interview several times, and, you know, rest in peace, Dave. He was a heck of a guy. Lost him here not too long ago.
Now, Dave's going to be really, really missed. He did a lot for this organization, and it's just, he's going to be very missed, very, very.
Have a great event this weekend, Skeeter.
Thank you, Jamie.
What a guy. Talk about a local legend. That's Skeeter Warner. Skeeter's Batter It Up Mix, the Fishing for a Cure Relay for Life Pan Fishing event happening as we speak. You may want to go down for the weigh-in, tip up island, grab some of that great fish that they're going to be frying up, and just see what they got going today. It looks and sounds really, really cool. Coming back with more of the Jamie McKibben Outdoor Show when we come back. ESPN 101.9.